And we welcome you back to Dodge City United Wireless Arena as we continue on in the Class 1A Division 1 State Basketball Championship. And for the Lady Panthers of Centralia, one win away from a trip to the state championship game. In their way tonight, six seed the Bearcats out of Burlingame, making their first ever trip to the state tournament as they knocked off three seed Little River last night, 45-39, in what was a revenge game for the Bearcats as they lost the regular season game to Little River back in mid-January. And the Bearcats' only other loss this season, that was against Lebo in January as well. Since then, they have won 11 straight to get to this ball game against Centralia as the Bearcats enter at 21-2. For the Lady Panthers of Centralia, still perfect, the two seed at 24-0. They took care of seven seed Spearville last night, 59-42. They shot 43% from the floor, including 30% from three, or correction, 50% from downtown. They were 10 out of 20 from beyond the arc, and they got out to a 21-9 lead after the first quarter, and they wrapped up that first quarter on a 12-0 run, and they got that lead to 34-21 at halftime, pushed it to 16 at the end of the third quarter, and Centralia able to cruise over the Lancers last night, winning by 17. They had 13 steals and forced 24 turnovers in the ball game as they held Spearville to under 40% shooting on the night. And with the lack of size that Centralia has, and with Spearville having a couple of good body players inside in terms of height, when you talk about 5'10 and 5'11, the rebounding advantage was actually tied. So Centralia, a 24-24 tie in the rebound margin, and the Panthers able to hit the outside shot and able to get the win to get into this ball game here tonight for Centralia. It is their 14th appearance now in the Final Four. Their win last night was their 31st state tournament win. Of course, trying to win their first state title since 2016, looking for their sixth state championship overall. And a win tonight would punch their 10th title game appearance as well, which is one of the best in state history. Our pregame continues after a timeout, but Centralia and Burlingame. And the winner will get 5-seed Pretty Prairie as they won over top seed Hodgman County earlier today, 37-32. So it's the 5-seed Pretty Prairie waiting the winner of Centralia and Burlingame here tonight, tomorrow evening in the state title game. We'll continue our pregame after a timeout. Keep it locked. Tip-off is just around the corner. It's Centralia and Burlingame here on 92.1 KMZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kelsey Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans, the Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Stahlbaumer Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KMZA.
Dude.
And we welcome you back to United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. A trip to the 1A D1 state title game on the line as Centralia takes on Burlingame. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups, and we'll start with the Bearcats at 21-2 off their win over Little River last night to get to this ball game. Isabella Tyson is a 5'7 junior who had 5.7 rebounds in their win last night. Kaylin Noonan is a 5'9 sophomore who broke the single season scoring record this year. She had a double-double last night, 13 points and 10 rebounds. Daylen Winters, a 5'3 senior guard, over 1,000 points in her career. Gracie Simmons is a 5'7 junior, and Kenna Masters is a 5'1 senior. So for the Bearcats, it's Tyson, Noonan, Winters, Simmons, and Masters. For Centralia, the same goes for Roger Holthaus, and the same five we've seen all year. Lena Haberkamp, a 5'5 junior, and a two-year starter. Double figures last night in the win over Spearville with 11, and also five assists. Jaden Wells, a 5'6 junior who had 3 points last night. Avery and Owen Dieters. Avery, the 5'8 senior. Owen, the 5'8 freshman. And Abby Flinty, the 5'5 senior. Double figures last night with 11. So again for the Panthers, Haverkamp, Wells, Dieters again, and Flinty. Here we go. Trip to the state title game is on the line. Panthers in their home white uniforms, all black uniforms for Burlingame. Bearcats will go right to left. Panthers from left to right here in the first half. The temp is up and controlled by Burlingame, and we are underway. Here from United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, here's Daylen Winters. Thought about a three from the top of the key. Gets it off to Noonan here. Now left side of the floor goes to Masters. They want to go over the top inside. Pass deflected and intercepted. Position for Centralia. Here's Haverkamp with it. They skip it right to Flinty on the wing. Man-to-man defense here by the Bearcats in the early going. Now Avery Dieters a touch up top. Works it to the left wing. Picks it up right there. Looking for Haverkamp on a cut. And tipped up in the air and intercepted. So both teams starting out with turnovers on their first possessions of the ball game. Burlingame 21 wins, 2 losses. Here's Masters, top of the key. Now right side, they want to get it to Winters in the corner for 3, and she got it. Daylen Winters from downtown, and the Bearcats take a early 3-0 lead, not quite a minute into the ballgame. Panthers got down 4-0 to Spearville last night before going on a tear to end the first quarter. Here's Flinty inside, missing the shot, tipped in the air a couple of times, and a rebound for Burlingame. Masters has it. Up the floor to Winters. Wanted to step into a three, decides to fire, and hits again. Daylen Winters, 2 threes already and 6 points, and the Bearcats off to a 6-0 lead at 6:40 left here in the opening quarter. Both losses this season for Burlingame, they did not have Winters in either of them due to an injury. Owen Dieters tries a three to answer, not there, and a rebound for Burlingame. Here's Winters. Left side of the floor, Noonan on the wing. They get it up top to Kenna Masters, the senior guard. Inside, Noonan on the block, getting up there, and a shot is good. Kaylin Noonan makes it 8-0, and Roger Holthaus has seen enough. Timeout Centralia. A difficult start here for the Panthers as Burlingame comes out hot with 2 threes and another bucket. 8-0 Bearcats at 6:11 to go here in the opening quarter. 30-second timeout. Our broadcast tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with Winters. Two threes to start here for the Bearcats. She had 12 points last night on a couple of threes, and she holds the single game and season record for threes made. So she is obviously one of the top players in Bearcat history. And she's off to a great start here tonight, helping her team off to an 8-0 lead here on Centralia. Out of the timeout, Panthers will have the basketball, working from left to right. Flinty set to throw it into Owen Dieters. As the Bearcats will settle back defensively, and they go man-to-man once again. So back to it. Here's Centralia. Quickly down 8-0 here in the first quarter. Owen Dieters trying to get a ball screen from Avery. Kicks it left to Flinty. She's open. Fires a three. Too strong, no good. Another rebound for Burlingame. This one Noonan. Here's Noonan, wants to go coast to coast. Kicks it right to Winters. To Masters in the corner for three. That one no good. And a rebound for Owen Dieters. Here's Owen Dieters pushing the tempo near sideline. Gets to the elbow. Now backs out to the right wing. Gets it right there to Flinty, who skips it to Wells. Into the corner now with Haverkamp, who turns, fires a 15-footer, and she banks it in. Difficult shot for Lena Haverkamp, and a much-needed bucket for the Panthers as they're on the board, 8-2 Burlingame. Under 5.5 minutes left to go here in the first. Here's Newton at the left elbow, turning, facing the bucket, finds a cutter. That's Tyson, kicks it out to Winters. Left corner for three, that one not there, left it short. And a rebound for Avery Dieters, and a foul on Burlingame. This will be on Kaylin Noonan, the sophomore, her first team first. And a good job by Centralia getting a hand up in Winter's face there on that three-point attempt from the left corner, making that one a little more difficult to hit. Panthers down six, not quite 3 minutes in, 8-2 our score. Haverkamp to Wells at the left elbow, back against the basket, left side pass on the wing, it goes to Flinty. Gets a ball screen to the free throw line, puts up a shot, and she banks it in, Abby Flinty. A bucket from straight on at the free throw line. And Burlingame with the first eight. Panthers have come back with the last four. Here's Noonan left side on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Masters. Right side, they set it up for Noonan inside. Layup good. Too easy. Beautiful ball movement. And Noonan now with four on two buckets. 10-4 Burlingame. Not quite halfway into this one. Here's Flinty left side on the wing for three. Got it. Abby Flinty from downtown. Five early for Flinty, 10-7 our score. The Burlingame lead cut to three. So a nice bounce back here by the Panthers in the first quarter. Here's Noonan at the elbow, facing the basket, gets a ball screen, works around Avery Dieters, shot up and good. Boy, Noonan cooking here with three buckets and 6 points. 12-7 Burlingame at 4:10 left to go in the quarter. Here's Owen Dieters, hands it off to Flinty, curls around the arc, splits two defenders, missed the layup inside, and a rebound for Burlingame. Noonan with her second rebound of the night. She wants to go coast to coast, working on Avery Dieters, gets underneath the bucket, stops on the block, kicks it up top, as it's Simmons with it, who pulls up from 15, this one no good, and a rebound for Wells. Hands it off to Owen Dieters, near sideline, pushing the tempo, Burlingame by five, with 3:40 to go here in the quarter, 12-7 our score. Owen Dieters, a baseline drive, had it knocked out of bounds, so the Panthers will keep it underneath. First subs of the game, one for each side. We'll see Alexandra Crook, a 5'11 junior, in for the Bearcats, and then Tatum Kramer, the freshman, in for Centralia. Owen Dieters to throw it in underneath. Over the top, it goes to her sister Avery. Left side on the wing. Now here's Haverkamp at the free throw line. Little stop and pop. Just missed it. Hit the rim twice and fell off, and a rebound for Isabella Tyson for the Bearcats. Burlingame by 5, 12-7 at 3:20 left here in the first. Here's Daylen Winters. Right side pass, it goes to Gracie Simmons, the junior. Now Masters gets it up top. Left side, it goes on the wing. Winters double to the free throw line. It's Crook for two. Hershey ball fakes. Good fake, got me there. Kicks it left side here to Winters. Winters wants to step back on the screen, fire a three. This one no good. Haverkamp the rebound for Centralia. Long pass up the floor. Flinty right wing, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound for Crook, and a whistle and a timeout for Burlingame. I think it's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Clock stopped at 2:48 left here in the first quarter. Bearcats leading the Panthers 12-7. Some other local teams in action in boys 3A in Hutchinson. Earlier this afternoon, it was the Royal Valley Panthers out of the Big 7 punching their tickets to their first ever state championship game, as they got by four seeds southeast of Saline by a final of 60-52. Also in Class 1A Division 2, the Hanover Boys looking to repeat as state champs. They got by Buckland earlier this evening, 61-54. Valley Falls and St. Mary's and Boys Class 2A going at it right now on KNZA 103.9 FM. And the other girls game going tonight, 1A-D2 in Great Bend, is the Lady Wildcats of Hanover taking on Central Plains in a semifinal contest there. So Royal Valley will get Heston in the title game tomorrow at 4, and the Hanover boys getting Greeley County in their title game at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So out of the timeout, Bearcats with the basketball, bringing it up the floor. They 12-7 lead here on Centralia. Under 2:40 left here in the opening quarter. Here's Crook, a right side pass to Winters. They go inside to Noonan, gets it underneath. Again, too easy, in and out on the shot, but she'll shoot two free throws as Centralia is going to pick up a foul underneath. As it's Avery Dieters, picks up the first team foul for the Panthers. Kaylin Noonan, the sophomore, set to shoot two free throws, and she's off to a good start here tonight. 6 points and a couple of rebounds. As the first free throw's off the left rim, no good. 13 points, 10 rebounds in their game against Little River last night. She was 9 of 14 from the free throw line and 2 of 7 from the floor. And as a sophomore, again, breaking the Burlingame single-season scoring record, she goes 0 for 2 on these free throws, a rebound for Owen Dieter. So two big misses there, keeps it within 5 for the Panthers. It's 12-7 at under 2.5 minutes left here in the quarter. Here's Haverkamp, right side on the wing, couple waist-high dribbles. Owen Dieter's in the corner, pulls up 19 feet away, left it short, rebound Bearcats. Noonan has it, left side here to Winters. Working up the sideline, long pass into the corner to Masters, puts it on the dribble baseline, cut off there by Kramer. Up top it goes here to Noonan. Noonan wanting to get it off to Winters. They do here, left side on the wing. Flinty fell down and trying to get Winters inside. That one no good, but gets it right back, fires a shot, and it's in. Tipped away and right back into the hands of Winters, and now she has 8. And Winters and Noonan have all 14 for Burlingame. 14-7 now our score. Kramer tries to answer with a long two, and she knocked it down. Big shot for the freshman, Tatum Kramer. Her first bucket tonight makes it 14-9. It's the 92nd mark here in the first quarter. There is Simmons. Centralia students right behind me with a good showing here in Dodge City. They set it up inside. Here's Simmons. Nice bounce to Noonan. Shot up and good. Boy, they have no answer for Kaylin Noonan right now. A great find by Simmons makes it 16-9 Burlingame. Noonan and Winters each with 8 for the Bearcats. Here's Owen Dieters inside. Nice little give and go, but she missed the layup. And a rebound for the Bearcats. Masters has this one. That's one Owen will hit 9 out of 10 times. Here's Noonan left side on the wing for the Bearcats, leading 16-9 here in the first with 50 seconds to go. Set it up for Winters up top. Ball fake. Elbow jump shot. Good. No answer for Winters or Noonan right now for Centralia as they have all 18 of the Burlingame points. 18-9 our score here in the first quarter. 30 seconds left here for the Panthers. Let's see if they can get some points going to the second. Here's Haverkamp. Right side to Flinty. 23 seconds to go. Hands it off to Haverkamp up top. Gets to the free throw line. Kicks it left to Owen Dieters. Ball fakes, a little floater in the lane is good. Big shot, Owen Dieters. Her first bucket tonight makes it 18-11. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Winters holds up 4 fingers, calls out the play. Down to 6. Left side it goes to Masters. They set it up, Noonan. Right side they want Winters. Noonan has to put up a difficult shot. Nearly banked it in, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. 10 for Winters, 8 for Noonan. 18-11. Burlingame by 7 on top of Centralia here after the first quarter. We'll step aside. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, serving the area for over 70 years. Bruna Implement, dedicated to the agricultural community, whether it's a new tractor, combine, baler, windrower, Kinsey planter, Great Plains drill, or Gale skid steer, Bruna Implement has the capacity to serve you.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, the Bearcats off to a terrific start here in Dodge City as they lead Centralia 18-11 at the end of the first quarter. They shot 8 of 13 from the floor, 61.5%. They knocked down a couple of threes as well. Noonan has 8 and Winters has 10. And right now the Panthers don't have an answer for either of those two. Abby Flinty, the leading scorer for the Panthers with 5. As we start the second quarter, Panthers with it, down 18-11. Here's Avery Dieters, right side on the elbow, puts it on the dribble towards the corner, stops inside, nearly traveled with it, looking for somebody, gets it off to Haverkamp. Now Wells will fire and hit a three. Jaden Wells with a monster triple. She hit one last night and hits another here. Lead trimmed to 4, 18-14 Burlingame, just getting going second period. Big shot for Jaden Wells, not much of a score, but has hit some big shots here. There's a deflected pass and a steal. Here's Haverkamp pushing the tempo. Flinty gets it in the corner. One dribble to Owen Dieters. A big three. Count it. Owen Dieters with 5, and it's a one-point game. 18-17, 50 seconds into the second quarter. That was a smooth release and beautiful rotation. It was nothing but net for Owen Dieters. She hit 5 threes last night en route to 21 points in the win over Spearville. They get it inside. Here's Simmons for 2. In and out, no good. That was halfway down and a rebound for Avery Dieters. And just like that, Panthers can take the lead here on this possession, down 18-17. Owen Dieters up top, high right on the wing. It goes to Flinty. Now Haverkamp between the rings out high. Waist-high dribble, crossing over. Now spins in the lane, pulls up from 10. It was partially blocked. And Owen Dieters gets it inside, had it knocked away, and it's going to roll out of bounds. And last touch by the Panthers. Owen Dieters disagrees with that call, but it's going to be Burlingame basketball at 6.5 minutes until halftime. Panthers have fought right back in it. 18-17 Bearcats to have the basketball. Here comes Winters. Right side pass, nearly taken away, and a whistle, and out of bounds. They're going to say that Masters stepped on the sideline, and she turns it over. Third turnover by Burlingame. Another opportunity for the Panthers to take the lead. 18-17 Bearcats, 6:20 until halftime. It's an 8-0 run since Burlingame had an 18-9 lead. Shot is good and the foul from Avery Dieters, and the Panthers take the lead. 19-18 Panthers, and one for Avery Dieters, her first bucket tonight. Beautifully set play there by the Panthers. Avery at 71% this season. Free throw good. And she's got 3. And the Panthers in front by 2. 20-18. 6:05 to go until halftime. It is an 11-0 run right now for the Panthers. Right side, it goes to Isabella Tyson. They want Winters up top. They get it to her. Wanted to pull up. Now trying to get away from a double team. They get it to Simmons. A deep three off the rim. No good. Tipped in the air. Noonan has the rebound, and her layup is good. Kaylin Noonan in double figures with 10. And we're tied at 20 at 5:40 to go until half. Kaylin Noonan is cooking down low for the Bearcats. Panthers don't really have an answer. Here's Owen Dieters. Splits 2. Shot up and good off the window. Owen Dieters now with 7. 22-20 Centralia. 5:21 until halftime. Bearcats walking it slowly up the floor. Angling near side is Winters. Gets it on the wing right there to the 5'9 sophomore Noonan. Noonan works it back top of the key. Gets it to Simmons, who fires a 3. That's off the back heel. Too strong. A higher rebound for Flinty. Rips it away from Winters. And then gets it up the floor near sideline. Here's Avery Dieters cooking the tempo. drives, kicks it right to Wells up top. Flinty sets and fires and hits a three. Shooter's touch. Timeout. Burlingame. Abby Flinty has eight. And it's a 5-point Centralia lead at 25-20. 4:47 until halftime. We'll step aside. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cookin' Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cookin' Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
Kansaland Radio.
Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. The Panthers roaring back and lead Burlingame by 5, 25-20 with 4:47 to go until halftime. Burlingame roared out and got to an 18-9 lead, but since then Centralia on a 16-2 run. Abby Flinty has 8 and a couple of threes. Owen Dieters has 7. 3 apiece from Jaden Wells and Avery Dieters, and Lena Haberkamp has 2. Also, Kramer off the bench with a bucket as well. So a 16-2 run right now by the Panthers. They lead Burlingame by 5 at 25-20. Still plenty of time here in the first half. 4:40 to go. Bearcats with it out of the timeout. Nearly turning it over there. Good defense by Owen Dieters. They get it right side to Simmons. They want to set up Winters on the wing for 3. Halfway down and out, no good. A rebound for Noonan, and once again, she scores. Another offensive rebound and put back by Noonan. She's got 12 points and 5 rebounds. Big bucket for the Bearcats, 25-22 Centralia. And just under 4:20 left. Here's Owen Dieters, a baseline drive, cut off there. Backs it down into the corner, finds Avery on the wing. Using the dribble baseline, gets around the defender, swings it to Wells. Now Flinty has it on the wing, gets around her defender, takes it all the way, and her layup is good. What a start for Abby Flinty, and she's into double figures with 10. Lead back to 5 for the Panthers at 27-22. We're halfway past the midway point here in the first half. Up top it goes to Noonan. And Trillia, again, no answer really for her inside, but they're going to let her shoot if she's open for 3. Here's Winters, left side on the wing. They get it to Noonan inside. She's quickly tripled. And a long pass to Tyson on the wing. Now they get it into the corner. Flinty face guarding Winters here on the left wing. Pass deflected, nearly stolen, but Masters drives baseline. Cut off there. Noonan up top. Ball fakes. Gets to the elbow. Kicks it up top. Here is Simmons for 3. Got it. Big shot, Gracie Simmons. And that's her first bucket tonight from 3. 27-25. Centralia's lead trimmed to 2 with 3:10 to go here in the first half. Here's Owen Dieters, top of the key, gets a high ball screen, works it all the way inside. Shot no good, but a whistle and a foul. And 2 free throws coming up for the freshman, Owen Dieters. And Noonan picks up her second with 3:03 left until halftime as Owen Dieters will shoot 2. She buries the first. Centralia was 11 of 21 in their win last night from the charity stripe. Dieters herself, 6 for 10. Again, she had a monster night with 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 steals. She was 5 of 6 from 3. And another good start for tonight with 8 and 3 rebounds. Lead is 3, second on the way. That one no good. Rebound tipped, and Burlingame has it. So 28-25 our score. And here comes the Bearcats up the floor. Here's Simmons left side. It goes on the wing to Masters. Works it back top of the key. Alexandra Crook is back into the game. Gets it up top to Tyson. Here's Simmons left side to Winters. They set a screen. Flinty does a nice job fighting through that screen as she continues to face guard Winters around the perimeter. Here's Masters up top. They get it to Tyson here left side. Works around a ball screen up top to Crook. Right side pass on the wing, it goes to Winter. She steps back, a deep three, nearly banked it in, no good. And a rebound for Avery Dieters. She'll take that shot all day, even with Winters being arguably the best three-point shooter. It was from well deep and fairly well contested as well, so not a great possession there for the Bearcats. Panthers by 3 with the ball, 2:10 left until halftime. Owen Dieters has it right side on the wing. Looking for her sister Avery inside, and she's going to travel with it. She knew it. She lost her balance and kind of fell back a little bit and turns it over. And so the Bearcats get it back with 2:03 until halftime, trailing 28-25. Good ball game here tonight. Centralia got down early, 18-9, but went on a 16-2 run, took a 5-point lead at 25-20. It's now Centralia 28-25 with a minute 50 until halftime. Bearcats with it. Simmons has it on the left wing. They set it up to Winters up top. Now a right side pass to Masters. Wants to go baseline, gets underneath, pass deflected, and saved underneath, and a steal for Flinty. Four turnovers here by the Bearcats. Here's Owen Dieters with 90 seconds to go. Hesitation, dribble, stops, nearly traveled, but gets it to Kramer along two, in and out, no good, and a rebound for Winters. That's the spot for Kramer. She loves those sideline 15-footers. That one halfway down and out. Burlingame back with it, down three, 28-25, under a minute 15 until halftime. Here's Masters up top, it goes to Crook, right side pass to Tyson on the wing, puts it on the dribble after a ball screen, up top it goes to Simmons. Simmons not using the dribble, finally puts it on the dribble once. Now Winters inside, shot is up, in and out, no good. But a rebound for Crook, and had it blocked out of bounds. And Flinty is actually able to save it underneath. Nice defense for Flinty. Now Owen chasing one in the corner, and the Panthers turn it over as Owen goes diving into some seats off the floor and gets a high five from a Burlingame cheerleader on the way back. We got 51 seconds left to go until halftime. Panthers by three at 28-25. Here come the Bearcats up the floor. Jeff Slater, the head coach for Burlingame. What a job he's done with this program. He's also the football and track coach. And now we get a whistle and a foul away from the ball. It's going to be on Lena Haberkamp. That is her first. Just the second team foul. So just like last night, the officials, and it's a different crew, but they're letting these teams play, which is good to see. Fouls are fairly limited here in the first half. Just five total, two against Centralia, three by Burlingame. 32 seconds to go until halftime, and an offensive foul. Jaden Wells takes the charge as Simmons picks up her first. Five turnovers now by the Bearcats, and the Panthers get it back with 31 seconds to go here in the half. Their lead is 28-25. Owen Dieters looking over at head coach Roger Holthaus, and he says, hey, one shot. He goes, one shot. Letting Owen know as Owen will walk it across the timeline now with 28 seconds and counting here until halftime. It's been a good one between six-seed Burlingame and two-seed Centralia. Owen bouncing it to her sister Avery on the free throw line, facing, backing down, trying to spin away, gets it up top to Flinty. 15 seconds, she's open for three, she missed it, and a rebound for Winters. So Holthaus wanted one shot, they don't get it. Now 7 seconds here for Burlingame. Left side into the corner, up top for Winters. She has three, had it knocked away, she hits the floor. A shot up in time, that's no good, and we're at halftime. So the Panthers with a 3-point lead on Burlingame, with a trip to the state title game on the line. Our score at the half, Centralia 28, Burlingame 25. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Panthers by three at the break. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires?
Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Ag Partners is proud to support the Centralia Lady Panthers in the 2022 state basketball tournament. Good luck, Panthers, from your partner in Ag for all your agricultural needs in northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, and northwest Missouri. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. That's why we offer purpose-driven solutions that help you find financial clarity. To learn more and schedule a meeting in our new Centralia office, call toll-free 866-740-4648.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
What a bounce back for Centralia. They lead 28-25 over Burlingame here at halftime. Semifinal contest here in the state tournament in Dodge City for Class 1A Division 1. The winner of this gets 5-seed Pretty Prairie tomorrow night in the state championship game. Pretty Prairie got by top seed Hodgman County earlier this afternoon, 37-32. So Pretty Prairie awaiting the winner of this one. And it was a great start for the Bearcats. They jumped out to an 8-0 lead right out the get-go, which forced Centralia to burn a quick timeout. But you know the Panthers, they don't go away quietly. They battle back. They get a couple shots. They were ultimately down 18-9 late in the first quarter. But the rest of the half at that point, Centralia outscores Burlingame 19-7. They lead it here 28-25 at the half. Let's get you the first half numbers in this ball game. As Centralia shooting 11-22 for 50%, and they were also 50% from three, hitting 4 out of 8. And they were 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, just shy of 67%. Burlingame hit 11 of 24 shots for 45.8%. They were 3 of 11 from 3 for 27.3%. They only had 2 shots at the free throw line. They missed both. Kaylin Noonan, the leading scorer for the Bearcats, she had 12 to go along with 5 rebounds and 2 assists. She was 6 of 7 from the floor, and a lot of those buckets were inside on offensive rebounds, as she had a couple of offensive rebounds and stick backs. Daylen Winters, 10 as well, in double figures for the Bearcats. She was 2 of 6 from three-point range, had 3 rebounds and an assist in the first half. And then outside of that, Gracie Simmons has a 3 for the 25 points for the Bearcats. Centralia a little more balanced in their scoring. Owen Dieters leading the charge with 8. She hit 3 of 6 shots in the first half and 1 of 2 from 3. She had 3 rebounds and an assist. And after that, you have Jaden Wells and Avery Dieters each with 3. 10 points, I should have mentioned right out the get-go, for Abby Flinty, the leading scorer. She was 4 of 9 shooting and 2 of 5 from 3 and had a couple of assists, mentioning Owen with 8. And then 3 apiece from Jaden Wells and Avery Dieters. And then 2 apiece from Lena Haverkamp and Tatum Kramer. The rebounds are 14-12 in favor of the Bearcats. 5 turnovers for Burlingame, and then 4 for Centralia. So both teams doing a good job of taking care of the basketball. Both teams have 7 assists. So both teams doing a good job of moving the ball and getting extra passes. So both teams made 11 shots in the first half, and both teams have 7 assists on those 11 made buckets. Again, a great bounce back by the Panthers as they got down early. Again, outscoring Burlingame 19-7. After they got down 18-9 late in the first quarter. But Centralia and Burlingame right now on a tight one. 28-25 Centralia will step aside. Halftime continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel, gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at WanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See your local Shelter Insurance agent in Seneca, David Hutwitz.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Kirk Tillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here from United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. As the Centralia Panthers, the 2-seed, leading 6-seed Burlingame, 28-25 at halftime. Winner will punch their ticket to the state title game tomorrow night against Pretty Prairie. Loser will move on to the third-place game tomorrow afternoon against top-seed Hodgman County. Centralia looking to punch their ticket to their 10th state title game and looking for state championship number 6. They got 16 minutes left. They lead it by 3. A final 60-second timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, serving the area for over 70 years. Bruna Implement, dedicated to the agricultural community, whether it's a new tractor, combine, baler, windrower, Kinsey planter, Great Plains drill, or Gale skid steer, Bruna Implement has the capacity to serve you. Ag Partners is proud to support the Centralia Lady Panthers in the 2022 state basketball tournament. Good luck, Panthers, from your partner in Ag for all your agricultural needs in Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska, and Northwest Missouri. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
Second half underway. Centralia leading Burlingame 28-25. We switch sides. Bearcats from left to right. Panthers from right to left. Trip to the state title game on the line. Panthers by 3 as the Bearcats open the second half with the basketball. Here's Winters, 2 steps in front of the midcourt stripe. Shoots it left on the wing. Now up top it goes to Tyson. Both teams rocking starters here to begin the second half. Here's Masters, right side to Winters in the corner. They get it to Noonan, top of the key. Dives, kicks it left. They set it up for 3. This one no good, too strong, and a rebound for Abby Flinty. Good start defensively here for the Panthers. They get it up the floor quickly. Avery Dieters, layup good! Avery Dieters now with 5, 30-25 Centralia, 40 seconds into the second half. Here's Winters, slow across the timeline from left to right, right down the middle. Looking over at head coach Jeff Slater to get the call. Barking out signals, Panthers man-to-man here to start. Up top it goes to Simmons, hands it off to Noonan, wants to curl in the lane. Nice defense here by Avery Dieters, keeping her out of the paint. Difficult shot, doesn't matter. Noonan able to finish. She's got 14, 30-27. Centralia's lead back to three. Up top it goes to Avery Dieters, left side to Haverkamp, now on the wing here to Flinty. They set it up for Owen. Works it left, stops on the wing, guarded by Winners. Wanted a step back three, good closeout by Winners. Gets it off to Avery here, high right. Now they set it up over the top, beautifully done inside, and a layup good. Avery to Owen, and Owen now with 10. Gets it back to 5 at 32-27 at 6:27 left here in the third period. Here's Winners across the floor, left to right. Left side pass to Noonan on the wing. Goes into the corner with Masters. Curls around the arc from left to right. Stops up top. Noonan inside. Had it knocked away and a steal by the Panthers. Here's Owen Dieters, far sideline, pushing up the floor. Stomping on the right wing. Now kind of fades into the corner. Short corner pass, little give and go. Owen for two. It's good. Avery, an assist to Owen. Back-to-back buckets for the freshman. She's got 12. 34-27, a lead, a touchdown here for the Panthers. Here's Simmons, right side to Winners in the corner. Holds it high, right side on the wing to Masters. Up top, Simmons for three. This one not there, and a rebound for Flinty. Quickly doubled and then gets it off to Avery Dieters, and then she is barreled over by Tyson. Tyson picks up the foul. That'll be her first. Avery's okay, gets to her feet. And the Panthers will get it back with a 34-27 advantage at 5:41 left to go here in the third. Good start here by the Panthers offensively. Here's Lena Haverkamp, across the timeline from right to left. Left side pass on the wing here to Flinty. Guarded by Tyson. They get it up top to Wells, right side to Avery. Avery looking for Owen inside, still trying to work it in to her, but Avery's going to decide to take it herself, and she lays it in! Avery and Owen Dieters taking over here in the third. 36-27, the largest lead for the Panthers at 9. 5:15 clock moving third quarter. Burlingame needs a bucket here to stop the bleeding. Here's Masters right side on the wing. They get it inside, deflected out of bounds, and a turnover by the Bearcats. And now Burlingame wants a timeout. It's a full, and we'll take it as well. 5:06 to go, third quarter. Centralia 36, Burlingame 27. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
KMZA.
Centralia Panthers leading Burlingame 36-27 with 5:06 to go in the third quarter. Semifinals here in Dodge City, 1-8-D1 state tournament. An 8-2 start here in the third quarter by Centralia to turn their 3-point halftime lead into a 9-point lead as we're coming up on 3 minutes into this third quarter. Burlingame showing some pressure here to come out of the timeout. Flinty breaking that pressure, gets it to Avery up top. She wants to drive, stop, kicks to Flinty. Now hands it up top here to Owen Dieters between the rings out high. Waist high dribbles at the right hand. They want a double screen for it. Trying to back out to her left, and they get her with a carry. So a turnover by the Panthers. We saw about four of those calls in the game last night against Spearville. And Owen Dieters called there for the carry. A turnover by the Panthers. Burlingame gets it back, but trailing 36-27. Not quite halfway in. There's a pass deflected into the backcourt. A turnover. It's an easy deuce and a layup good for Owen Dieters. Nobody caught her. She's got 14. 11-point lead for Centralia. 38-27. They've been dominant since the first 5 minutes of the game. Winters left side. It goes to Noonan. Noonan wants to hand it off, and it's taken away, and they're going to get a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be on Burlingame. A steal by Haverkamp, and the foul there certainly probably saved a bucket, as Kramer's going to come in for Wells. As the foul is on Noonan, that's her third, and she has to take a seat. Or correction, she won't take a seat. She's still in the game, but she has three fouls. Panthers by 11, coming up on the halfway point here in the third, 38-27. Lindsay up top has it, wants to drive, shovels it to Kramer left wing, who skips it to Haverkamp, her right wing, triple, got it! Lena Haverkamp from downtown, 41-27 Panthers. Under 4 minutes to go here in the third, they can't be stopped. There's a travel, there's the call and a turnover. They get Tyson with the turnover, and the Panthers get it back, leading 41-27 at 3:48 left here in the third. What a run here by the Panthers. All the momentum for the two seed, and the winner getting pretty prairie for the championship game tomorrow night. We hope to be on the call with you. But still a lot of time left in this game. 3:40 left here in the third. 41-27 Centralia. Here's Owen Dieters up top. Caught in a double. Gets it to Flinty. Now right side to Haverkamp. A heat check. Three. It's good. Lena Haverkamp. Back-to-back triple. She's got eight. 44-27 Centralia. Unbelievable shooting display. Here's Simmons. Top of the key. Right side to Masters. Gets it back up top to Simmons. And she throws it away. Another Bearcats turnover. Panthers soaring, 44-27 their lead at 3:14 left to go here in the third. My goodness, they're dominant here in the quarter. Here's Lena Haverkamp across the timeline. She's hit the last two threes as her pass deflected out of bounds by Winters. Good job jumping the passing lane. As Flinty set to throw it in, now switching it out for Haverkamp. Dumps it up top here to Owen Dieters. They'll retry this possession. Right side to Haverkamp. Another heat check. Three, not this time. And a rebound for the Bearcats brought in there by Noonan. I can understand as a shooter myself. Kicks it left. Winters open in the corner. That one off the front rim, no good. Kramer fighting for a rebound. They get a jump ball. Possession arrow to Centralia. Noonan ties up Kramer, a good job by the freshman there to earn that possession back for the Panthers. 2:49 left here in the third. Centralia's lead is 44-27. As Tyson and Simmons check back into the game, and Noonan and Crook will take seats for the Bearcats. Flinty, Avery, and Owen Dieters, Kramer, and Haverkamp on the floor right now for the Panthers. Here's Haverkamp across the midcourt stripe. Stops top of the key, right side pass on the wing to Flinty. Puts it on the dribble twice. Now a third time, hands it off to Haverkamp. Kicks it up top to Kramer. Left side, Owen Dieters in the corner, guarded by Winters. Arguably the best two players on the floor. And Owen right now with 14 and Dalen with 10. Here's Avery Dieters at the free throw line. Ball fakes, gets to the shot, or gets to her spot and puts up a shot that's in and out, no good. And a rebound here for Simmons. For the Bearcats, 2:13 clock moving third quarter, 44-27, Centralia in control. Here's Simmons, top of the key, works it left to Winters on the wing, hesitated on a three, gets to the free throw line, shot is up, no good, tipped in the air a couple of times, Winters saves it in to Masters, and gets it up top for a three, and that's off the front rim, no good, Masters just short on that one, and a rebound for Owen Dieters. Should push the tempo, now slow things down. 1:45 and counting third quarter. 44-27, the Centralia lead. Centralia trying to get to their 10th state title game appearance. As the ball gets deflected out of bounds, good sportsmanship there between Avery and Winters. As Wells is going to check back in. Avery Dieters will take a seat. Emma Tyson goes out. Another sub in for Burlingame. As Owen Dieters has it. 90 seconds to go here in the third. She has it knocked away by Winters, but gets it to Flinty on the right wing. Owen sets her a ball screen. Not much with it. Long pass to Kramer, left corner. Up top to Flinty. Guarded here by Simmons. Works it right. Stops on the wing. Now hesitates back in the lane. Ball's on the floor. And a jump ball. Possession arrow back to the Bearcats. So a turnover there by Centralia. And Avery right back into the game, replacing Kramer. 1:14 left, third quarter. Centralia 44, Burlingame 27. Burlingame scored the first 8 points in this game. So if you take it away, Centralia's on a 44-19 run since then. They lead at 44-27 late third. Here's Masters, left side pass, gets it in the corner. Good defense here by Owen Dieters, hounding Masters. They get it to Simmons up top for three, and that one's too strong, but she gets her own rebound, puts the shot back up, nearly banks it in, no good, and a rebound collected here by Avery Dieters. Here's Owen up the floor. 40 seconds to go here in the third. 44-27. Burlingame's been held to just 2 points here in the quarter. It's been all Panthers here in the third. 30 seconds to go. They can play for the final shot. Owen Dieters, a long pass, top of the key to Haverkamp for three. Might have been partially blocked. No good. And then a rebound and a foul as Avery Dieters will pick up her second. Simmons drew the foul. And that's the first foul here in the second half on Centralia. So again, the officials letting these girls play, which I approve and appreciate. Not many fouls have been called in this game. 18 seconds here for Burlingame. Centralia by 17 at 44-27. There's another tie-up and a jump ball, and Centralia's going to get it back with 12 and a half seconds to go as Noonan gets tied up with Wells. Haverkamp to throw it in. 12.4 seconds to go. Gets it into Owen Dieters. Now 10 seconds. She's across the center line. Crossing up winners. Gets to the elbow. 5 seconds to go. Flinty, a deep three straight on. It is good! She did it last night to end the first against Spearville, and she ends the third in this semifinal game with another deep three. Centralia by 20 with 8 minutes to go. At the end of the third quarter, Centralia rolling 47-27. Fourth quarter coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Thrivent offers financial advice and solutions to give you financial clarity so that you can have a balanced portfolio and a balanced life. To learn more, visit Thrivent.com or call me, Kyle Olson, toll-free at 866-740-4648.
KMZA.
Centralia unstoppable in the third quarter. They outscored the Bearcats 19-2. Abby Flinty drains a three at the buzzer. She's become known for that here in Dodge City. And a 47-27 lead for the Panthers over the Bearcats as we hit the fourth quarter and a trip to the state championship game on the line. Bearcats have a lot to do to get back into this one. Here's Winters backing up into the right corner. Noonan gets it on the wing, puts it on the dribble, works around the arc, stops on the left wing, now works it inside, knocks over Avery Dieters. Her shot is good in the foul. An and one for Kaylin Noonan. She's got 16 and a chance at a three-point play, 47-29, 20 seconds into the fourth. I believe the foul was on Wells. That was her first, and Noonan a chance here for a three-point play. And her free throw is good. She's got 17. What a night for the 5'9 sophomore. Broke the school record, the single-season scoring record this season for the Bearcats. It's a 17-point Centralia lead here early in the fourth, 47-30. Here's Owen Dieters with it, top of the key. Couple of dribbles with the right hand. Gets it to Haverkamp here on the wing. Now up top to Avery. Right back to Haverkamp on the left wing. Right back it goes to Avery Dieters. Top of the key. Thought about a three. Just holding on to it right now. Now they set up Owen inside. Nice ball fake up and under layup. No good. And a rebound for Winters. Some contact there, but no call. Winters far sideline up the floor. Bearcats trailing Centralia by 17. Here's a big three right wing. Good. Big shot for Gracie Simmons. Her second triple. She's got six. It's Just like that, the lead trimmed to 14 at 47-33. Here's Wells, a 15-foot J, in and out, no good. Owen Dieters fighting for the rebound and then rips it away from Winters. A jump ball, possession arrow keeps it with Centralia. 6:41 left in this game. Centralia's lead trimmed to 14 at 47-33. Here's Wells, left side on the wing. Centralia would love a bucket here to kind of stop this little bit of momentum that Burlingame has put together here in the fourth. Avery Dieters, right side in the corner, now working baseline, gets underneath. Long pass to Haverkamp in the corner for three, in and out, no good, and a rebound for the Bearcats. Here comes Noonan up the floor, wants to go coast to coast, and a blocking foul's going to be called here on Avery Dieters, and she took a shot. That'll be Avery's third foul. It's on the floor. Team foul number three. 6:16 to go in this game. Centralia's lead is 47-33. Burlingame has scored the first 6 points here in the fourth. Winters stops at the free throw line. Flinty nearly knocks it away. Winters, a difficult shot. Great defense by Flinty, but Noonan has the offensive rebound. Another opportunity here for the Bearcats. Can they capitalize? Noonan for three. It is short, and a rebound for Haverkamp. Pushing the tempo a little bit, far sideline, under 6 minutes to go in this game. The lead for Centralia is 47-33. They get it top of the key to Avery Dieters, hesitating on a three. Noonan closes out on her. Right side pass to Haverkamp, gets baseline to Wells in the corner for a three, in and out, no good. Wells has been close on her last two, but unable to connect. Here the Bearcats. Crook up top. They set it up for Noonan inside. Lost it. Gets it back. Saves it to Winters. A left wing three is too strong. Tipped in the air. Owen Dieters has the rebound. It's a two-on-two break. Owen gets by Winters. Now backs out on the wing to Avery for three. That one's off the rim. No good. And a rebound for the Bearcats. The Centralia's gone cold here in the fourth quarter, but they still lead it by 14. 47-33 with 5 minutes to go. But certainly it's not over yet. Winters, right side on the wing, going baseline. Shot is no good, but Crook, the offensive rebound, and she sticks it up and in, and a timeout on the floor. So Crook, a big time to get her first basket. Burlingame calls a 30. The Bearcats have scored the first 8 points here in the fourth, and they're back within 12, 47-35 with 4:50 to go. Second and third quarters absolutely dominated by Centralia. They were down 18-11 at the end of one. But in quarters two and three, Centralia outscored Burlingame 36-9 and had a 20-point lead going into the fourth. But Burlingame has scored the first eight here in the quarter, and they're back within 12 with 4:50 to go. 47-35 is the count. Let's see what Roger Holthaus instilled during that timeout. Bearcats coming out, showing pressure in the full court. Avery Dieters to throw it in. Gets it right back from Haverkamp, working it across the floor a little bit, but Bearcats defense causing some issues. Flinty gets it up the floor. Here's Owen Dieters, had it knocked away from behind and taken away. Winters comes away with it. And the Bearcats had their pass knocked out of bounds. The Burlingame with it back. 4:33 left. They're on an 8-0 run, and the lead is 12 for Centralia at 47-35. So exactly what the Bearcats needed here in the first few minutes of the fourth. They've put together to get themselves back in the game. Trying to set up Winters in the right corner. Gets it there. The Masters on the wing. Noonan inside. Layup good. Kaylin Noonan now with 19, and all of a sudden a 10-0 run has the lead trimmed to 10. 47-37 as we're coming up on 4 minutes to go. All the momentum right now with the Bearcats. Here's Avery Dieters, right side on the wing, gets to Owen inside, working on Winters, and gets it back to Avery. She was quickly doubled, and Avery's called for a travel. Turnover by the Panthers, and the Bearcats get it back. Down 10 with 3:55 to go, 47-37. Tatum Kramer back into the game here for the Panthers, taking the spot at Jaden Wells. So this has turned into a game all of a sudden. As the Bearcats are on a 10-0 run here in the fourth quarter. And everybody wearing purple is fired up. Bearcats whip it down 10. 3:45 to go. Here's Tyson with it, right side on the wing. Gets it up top to Winter. She's open for three. Not there. And a rebound for Haverkamp. That was a good look for Winters. And then a whistle and a foul here on the Bearcats. We'll get Tyson with this one. That's her second team foul, number three. So both teams with three fouls so far here in the second half. 3:36 to go. 47-37 Centralia. Bearcats still showing the pressure here in the full court. Avery Dieters has it. Still needing to get it across the midcourt stripe, and Owen travels with it and says something you can't say on the radio, and she knew it. Another turnover by the Panthers, and they are doing everything they can to keep the Bearcats in this game. 3:28 left. Centralia by 10. The Burlingame has scored. 10 straight, and Haverkamp coming away with a steal. She's having trouble getting it. She does up the floor. Owen Dieters! And a big bucket for the Panthers. Timeout, Roger Holthouse. A 2-on-1 break, and Owen now with 16, and finally the bleeding has stopped. 3:16 to go. 49-37 Centralia. We'll take a 30 back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
FM KMZA.
Centralia fans getting riled up. They're 3 minutes and 16 seconds away from heading to a state championship game. But the Bearcats have not gone away quietly. Centralia led by 20 to start the fourth. But the Bearcats scored the first 10 to get within 10. But the Panthers got a much-needed bucket on a 2-on-1 break before that timeout. 49-37 Centralia. With 3:10 and counting. Big possession here for the Bearcats. Noonan left side on the wing to Simmons. They skip it to Noonan, short corner right. Picks it up there, up top to Tyson. On the right wing, not using the dribble. Wants to hand it off to Winters, not there. They skip it to Masters. Deflected pass and a steal by Centralia. Taken away by Owen Dieters. So now the Panthers slowing things up as we're now at 2:47 to go. They lead it by 12. Here's Flinty up top, picks the dribble up, right side on the wing to Owen Dieters. He's having another big night with 16. Centralia's lead is 12. They're just rolling with some perimeter passing. Oh, they were looking for Flinty inside, and it was there, but she lost the handle and taken away by the Bearcats. Here comes Tyson up the floor. They want Noonan inside. They bounce it into her on the block. Gets by Avery Dieters. Layup good, and the foul. A big and one for Kaylin Noonan. She's got 21 to lead all scores. 49-39. Burlingame back to within 10. A chance to get it to within 9. If Noonan can knock in this free throw, there's 2:19 left in the game. That was a much needed and one. Can she capitalize on the free throw? She can. And does. 22 for Noonan, the sophomore. 49-40 Centralia. 2:14 and counting left in the game. They got to get it up the floor. They do, and a steal. Tyson comes away with it. Big turnover. Pressure becoming a problem here for Centralia. 2 minutes to go. Centralia by 9. State title game berth on the line. Winter steps into a long 2. In and out. No good. And a rebound for Centralia. Kramer grabs the rebound, and a big miss there by Winters. 1:45 to go. Owen Dieters has it. Centralia leading by 9. And she's doubled in a timeout by Roger Holthouse. Holthaus calls the timeout with 1:41 to go. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Centralia 49, Burlingame 40. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
KMZA.
Centralia, a minute 41 left in this one. That's all that's left. Leading by nine, a chance to make the state championship game. They have the ball out of the timeout. Avery Dieters, a long pass to Flinty. They're trying to work it around. Bearcats playing good defense here. Owen Dieters gets it back and is tied up by Winters, but they get a foul on Dalen Winters. Still got some fouls to give if you're the Bearcats, just their fourth team foul. Down to 1:29 left in this game. Centralia leading 49-40. Up high to Avery Dieters. Guarded here by Noonan. Hands it off to Flinty. Right side on the wing. Shovels it high right here to Owen Dieters. She's quickly doubled, but gets it off to Flinty. Flinty between the rings out high. Left side pass to Haverkamp. Down to 1:14, and there's another whistle and another foul. Team foul number five, so still another foul to give for the Bearcats. Gracie Simmons, picked up the foul. That is her second. Again, team foul number five. Down to 1:12 to go. Centralia by nine, and there's another quick foul by Dalen Winters, and that's the final foul to give for the Bearcats. Next one will put Centralia at the free throw line. Second on Winters, team foul number six. Down to 1:11 to go. Next foul is going to put Centralia at the free throw line. They get it into Owen Dieters in the backcourt. Long pass up the floor to Avery. Avery on the right wing, and she's fouled. Masters will commit that foul, and Avery Dieters will go to the line for a 1-1 with 1:04 left in this game. Centralia leading 49-40 over the Bearcats. Boy, credit the Bearcats for not going away when it looked like the game was out of reach as Avery will step up with her first free throw and she knocks it down. Big free throw for Avery Dieters. She's 2 for 2 at the line and has 8. Lead back to 10 at 50-40 with 1:04 left in the game. Avery on the year, 71%. Her second free throw is in there. 9 points. Two big free throws for Avery Dieters. Centralia 51-40. Their lead is 11 with a minute to go. Bearcats really need something and something quick. Winters, baseline drive, kicks it to Noonan on the wing. Skips it up top here. Simmons for three. It's good. And a timeout. Simmons with 9 points and three threes makes it 51-43 Centralia with 47 seconds to go. It's a full, so we'll step aside for a quick 30. Bearcats not going away. Centralia 47 seconds away from a state championship game berth. We'll wrap it up when we come back. 51-43 Panthers back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HineandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
.1 FM KMZA.
Centralia 47.2 seconds away from a trip to the state championship game. They lead Burlingame 51-43. Bearcats were down 20 entering the fourth quarter, but they have stormed back to make this thing much more interesting than it looked to be as Haverkamp gets it in and she's quickly fouled. With 46.2 left, and Haverkamp will jog the other way and shoots a big 1-1 here, and she's had another good night with 8. This will be her first chance at the free throw line. So again, 46 seconds to go. Centralia by 8, 51-43. Haverkamp at the line for a 1-1. On the year, 64.1%. It's on the way. She got it. Big free throws here down the stretch. She's got 9. She'll get the bonus. The lead is 9, 52-43. Her second on the way. Good as well. Big free throws for Lena Haverkamp, and we get a whistle and a timeout. As Haverkamp's into double figures with 10, 53-43 Panthers, 46 seconds to go. Bearcats will have the ball out of the timeout. This was a game at first when, you blink an eye in the first few minutes, the Bearcats raced out to an 8-0 lead, and everything looked south for the Panthers when they got back into it. The Burlingame led 18-11 at the end of the first quarter. Centralia would outscore the Bearcats 17-7 in the second and then 19-2 in the third to take a 47-27 lead into the fourth. But the Bearcats scored the first 10 in the fourth quarter to get right back within 10. They've been within 8. But right now, they're down 10 and running out of time. 46 seconds to go. Centralia 53, Burlingame 43. So they need something quick. Here's Noonan working it with pace up the floor. Hands it off to Winters, who steps back a deep three. This one no good. Tipped in the air a couple of times. Knocked on the floor. And Lena Haverkamp has it. 30 seconds to go. Owen Dieters doubled, launching a pass up into the front court. Avery Dieters has it. We're down to 25 seconds. Spinning away. Burlingame's not fouling. Centralia fans are up on their feet, and there's a foul. 18.8 seconds to go, and Centralia can put this game on ice with Avery Dieters at the free throw line. And that's the fifth foul on Gracie Simmons, and she's out of the game. Avery Dieters, 9 points. She's perfect at the line, 3 for 3. And the free throw is short, no good. A rebound for Tyson. But 15 seconds is all that's left. Centralia by 10. The fans are on their feet. Burlingame not even worried about putting up a shot. Knocked away. Noonan has it. She'll throw one up. It's good. But just 4 seconds to go. They pass it in, and that'll do it. The Centralia Panthers are on to the state championship game. They beat Burlingame here in the semifinals. 53-45, and the Panthers looking for their first state championship since 2016, and they're back in the title game. They move to 25-0, and the Bearcats season comes to an end at 21-3. Again, the final score is Centralia 53, Burlingame 45. Our post game is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The importance of taking a proactive approach to health and wellness is more evident now than ever, which is why Nemaha Valley Community Hospital invites you to join us for our annual health fair on Saturday, April 30th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. For the safety and well-being of our community, we will only be offering lab draws again this year. Get your lab work done for just $20. please look for an event volunteer that day when you arrive. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 30th. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska. Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Trillia Panthers have done it. They have punched their ticket to the 1A Division I State Basketball Championship game tomorrow night as they hold off a furious Bearcats comeback. Centralia got down big early in this game. Bearcats got out to an 8-0 lead. Roger Holthouse had to burn a quick timeout. You blink an eye, you're down 8, but Panthers fought back, got right back into it. They trailed 18-11 going to the second quarter. They would outscore Burlingame 17-7 in the second. They led it 28-25 at halftime. And what really blew the game open was the third quarter, as the Panthers outscored the Bearcats 19-2. They led it by 20 going into the fourth quarter. It was 47-27 when the Bearcats made things interesting. They scored the first 10 points, got back to within 10, and on a couple occasions they were back to within 8, but that was as close as the Bearcats would get. And the Bearcats did outscore Centralia 18-6 in the fourth quarter, but it did not matter as the Panthers win it 53-45 and advance to their 10th state championship game, which is one of the best in the state in terms of title game appearances. That is state tournament win number 32, which is also one of the best in the state. And trying to win their first state championship since 2016, Roger Holthouse trying to raise another banner in Centralia and win his second state championship as head coach of the Panthers. Let's get you the numbers in this game. And Centralia, by the way, getting pretty prairie. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment for the state title game tomorrow, which we will have for you here on 92.1. 6:15 for that tip-off. We'll have coverage around 6. Here on 92.1. But let's break this one down. Centralia wins it 53-45. And it was Owen Dieters once again leading the charge. She had 16 points after posting 21 last night against Spearville. She added 6 rebounds and 5 turnovers. Not a number you want to see, but again, 16 points. She was efficient. 7 of 11 from the floor. 6 of 9 from 2-point range. She was 1 of 2 from 3 and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Abby Flinty also in double figures. Consistent as always. She had 13. She was 5 of 10 shooting and 3 of 6 from downtown. She added 4 rebounds and led the team with 4 assists. Avery Dieters chipped in with 9. She was 3 of 5 shooting and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Lena Haberkamp in double figures as well. She had 10. She was 3 of 8 shooting and 2 of 5 from 3. And she also added 3 rebounds and 3 assists. Jaden Wells had 3. Tatum Kramer also had 2 as well. A big night for the Bearcats' Kaylin Noonan. The sophomore was 11 of 13 from the floor. She had 24 points, 8 rebounds, a couple of assists, and she was just fantastic. And then Winters adding 10 points as well. Winters was held scoreless in the second half, and those were the two that you were worried about if you were Centralia. Noonan certainly got hers, breaking the single-season scoring record this year for the Bearcats in her sophomore season. She was certainly a problem for the Panthers, again, with 24-8. But again, just not much for the Bearcats outside of Winters, who was 4 of 17 shooting and had 10 points. And the defense for Centralia once again rock solid as they held the Bearcats to just 8 of 22 shooting in the second half. They were 19 of 46 in the game for 41%. Bearcats at 5 of 22 threes for 22.7%. And then they were 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Centralia hit 50% from the floor and from distance in the first half, and they carried that over into the second half. Second half, Centralia shot 9 for 17 for 53%. They hit 3 of 8 from 3 and then 4 of 5 from the free throw line. So in the ball game, total field goals, Centralia hit 20 of 39 shots for 51.3%. They were 7 of 16 from 3, just right under 44%, and efficient at the free throw line, 6 of 8 for 75%. Again, our final score, Centralia wins it 53-45. They stamp their ticket to the state championship game tomorrow night, where they will get 5-seed Pretty Prairie. Pretty Prairie entering that ball game tomorrow night 24-1. They beat Osborne in the first game in the quarterfinals yesterday 52-33. And then earlier this afternoon, they got by top seed and undefeated Hodgman County 37-32. So Pretty Prairie and Centralia, of course, the Panthers got by Spearville last night 59-42, and they win it here tonight over Burlingame in the semifinals 53-45. So we'll have this championship game for you tomorrow night. We'll also have other area teams in action, the Royal Valley Boys in the 3A state title game in Hutchinson. They will play that game tomorrow at 4 against Heston. So the top two seeds in 3A meeting in the state title game. Royal Valley, of course, looking for their first championship in school history. And then last check, the Valley Falls boys, they were down 12 late in their game, in their semifinal game in Class 2A against St. Mary's. And again, that was the last update. So it looked like St. Mary's was getting ready to move on to the state championship in Class 2A, but we'll have the Royal Valley Boys state title game on KNZA 103.9 FM with coverage just shy of 4 o'clock tomorrow, and we will have Centralia and Pretty Prairie right here on KMZA 92.1, a state title on the line for both of those teams as Centralia is looking for their first state championship since 2016. So until then, we'll have pregame around 6 o'clock, tip-off at 6:15 tomorrow night here at United Wireless Arena. Everything has come down to tomorrow night's game, and Centralia and Pretty Prairie will battle for a state championship. We'll have Kirk Kilman again with me on that tomorrow night. Appreciate his hard work over the last few days. One more game to go, championship Saturday for Centralia. They win it here tonight over Burlingame in the semifinals, 53-45 to improve to 25-0. They get 5-seed and 24-1 Pretty Prairie in tomorrow night's state championship game. Again, we'll have coverage around 6 with the tip-off at 6:15. Until then, for Kirk Kilman in studio, I'm Brandon Tadman. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for a state championship game right here on KMZA 92.1 FM.